Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us today. I guess starting on, complex carbohydrates, there's something that most people would probably associate with, gaining energy and training and all that kind of stuff for physical. But how does it stabilize a mood?
Well, with complex carbohydrates, they can be found in fruits and vegetables that we eat. And what they do is they slowly release glucose into our system, and that helps us to feel energetic, as you said, but also it helps our brain and our dopamine and our serotonin levels. When we eat things like simple sugars in sugary snacks and soft drinks, we get these peaks of highs and lows of sugar, and those peaks give us an addiction-like response, and it actually decreases our psychological well-being.
Yeah, right. I guess more on that, simple carbohydrates. Are they addictive in a way as well? Because I guess if they can affect our psychological well-being in a negative way, what would be the precursor to that?
Yeah, so what it does, it hits the same sort of pathways in our brain as addictive drugs do. So it hits the dopamine pathways that that have addiction responses with drugs like cocaine. So it's really interesting that it is doing that with those pathways as well.
Now, there's something else as well, which is known as oxidation. And I guess something that comes along with that is oxidative stress. Can you tell us a little bit about, for some people that might not know, what oxidation actually is and what foods defend against that kind of oxidative stress?
Yeah, sure. So oxidation is something that all of our bodies do to produce energy, but it also produces this byproduct called oxidative stress, and more of that sits in our brain than any other part of our body. Now, the oxidative stress actually reduces our feel-good hormones like dopamine and serotonin, but antioxidants, when we eat them in brightly coloured fruits and vegetables, they actually repair that oxidative stress in our brain. And it scavenges the free radicals in our bodies and gets rid of all of those nasty things.
Yeah, wow, that's exactly what you'd really want to be happening. What can be some of the, long-term effects of oxidative stress on the body?
Yeah, so oxidative stress can cause low mood, but it can also start the onset of depression. And that's a really hard thing. But when we do eat those foods that are high in those bright colours, then that can reduce those symptoms and the long-term possibilities of getting those depressive symptoms.
Yeah, wow. And I guess if for anyone that's probably aware of, their stress, and they might go down to the local chemist or something, and they'll probably see that B vitamins are the ones are the popular ones for dealing with stress. What is the importance of actually B vitamins? twisted the words there. B vitamins for our mental health and our physical well-being.
Yeah, so B vitamins actually are used in the production of dopamine and serotonin, those feel-good chemicals in our body. So the more B vitamins that we get from things like green vegetables, bananas and beetroot, the more we produce those feel-good hormones and chemicals. But the less B vitamins that we actually have in our diet, the less that we have in production of those feel-good neurotransmitters. So if we are increasing our B vitamins in our diet, we are also increasing the possibility of having those high moods and those extra dopamine and serotonin throughout our body and our brain.
Yeah, wow. What kind of foods would people be looking for to get that kind of dose, a good daily dose of vitamin B?
So vitamin B is high in green vegetables and bananas and beetroot.
Beetroot, that's fantastic. Yeah. For the Australian diet, that should be absolutely fine.
What's amazing about that as well is that you find your complex carbohydrates in fruit and veg, you find your antioxidants in the brightly coloured fruit and veg, and then you find your B vitamins in your green vegetables and your bananas. So you're not only getting one of these benefits, you're getting all these benefits all at the same time.
Yeah, right. Everyone needs to listen to their mum when they tell them to eat their veggies.
True.
There has been a big, nutrition revolution in terms of relating the gut health to your mental health as well. Can you tell us a little about how prebiotics and probiotics can work to improve our emotional well-being as well?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. There is this new revolution where we're just starting to find out that how we feel and our mood is actually linked through our stomachs and our brains interacting with each other, which is really exciting. And the fact that we can have these pre and probiotics that fix up these the good bacteria in our gut, it's not only good for our physical health, but it's also good for our mental health, and it helps to ward off depression and anxiety.
And that's exactly what you'd want to be getting out of, especially something that's like food. It's kind of the last thing someone might expect to get a bit of a reprieve from those kind of things. Would you recommend, I guess, if someone's going through maybe an anxious or, I guess, a really tough time, that they try and change their diet or increase their knowledge of nutrition before they go to, I guess, chemical drugs and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're looking at here at Southern Cross University in the research that I'm doing for my current PhD, is that doing that and addressing lifestyle factors such as nutrition prior to medicating people for depression and anxiety, it's a great first step, because everybody can change their lifestyles and they don't have those nasty side effects that some medications can have.
And I guess not only is it going to be good for your mental health, it's also probably going to be good for your physical health as well. So you're getting a win-win situation there as well. So I guess what would be, I guess, maybe your top five foods for maybe going through the day and being, I guess, you know, a happy little human?
Yeah, absolutely. So eat those two serves of fruit every day and make them nice and bright in colour. Have your five serves of veggies and try and get as many colours into your diet as possible. And really trying to just have some form of fermented food during your day. So either a kimchi or a sour or a kombucha. They're really, really good for your gut health, and yogurt as well. So those natural Greek yogurts are excellent. And always, always try and incorporate more fish into your diet, because Australians, we have this amazing coastline full of fish, and our availability to seafood is just amazing. But we as a nation are not eating enough of those fishes for those omega-3s.